Steve Adams here, founder and CEO of Tiger Medical Institute. Welcome to this month's audio lesson. We're going to continue the conversation about scaling leaders in your company. What we're talking about here is the five levels of leadership. Just as a review from last month, the five levels of leadership is really a roadmap for how to teach leadership in your company. You know, leadership, there's lots of books on it, but I found that this is the best book that I've ever read, and I've read at least 100 leadership books in my life. This is the best book I've ever read on how to actually implement it in your company in a practical way. And that's the strength of John Maxwell's writing, is he takes something complicated and makes it simple instead of the opposite. So what we want to do as entrepreneurs is find a way to scale leaders in your company, because the only way that you're going to learn to embrace the tiger lifestyle of oscillating your effort, of getting into flow, having the space and the margin to do that, is you've got to develop leaders. Because if you are doing everything and playing the martyr, your employees will happily let you do that, number one. And number two, you'll really never learn how to do what we're training you to do, okay? That's why in our newsletter program, we not only write you articles that you can learn from, but we do this audio lesson, because I try to integrate the business lessons that you're going to need to learn to be able to live the Eye of the Tiger manifesto, if you will, the way to peak performance and long-term sustainable elite health and performance. And then your coach and Dr. McNamee are working with you on your health. It all goes together. So let's talk about where we were last month. I introduced the concept of five levels of leadership, again, as a roadmap to leadership development. And the first level is positional leadership. That is a level of leadership where people do what you ask them to do because you tell them to, because of your position. They're forced to respect you. And the problem with that level of leadership is if you stay there, you are going to alienate people and you're going to have a lot of turnover, because when people get in that kind of environment, after the honeymoon is over, they are looking for the exit as soon as they can. So we want to get past that. And so that means we need to move to level two leadership, which is permission leadership. Okay. And that means that you build a relationship with each one of your staff members that are in your sphere of influence and control, and try to have some empathy toward them, understand what is interesting to them, what are their goals, what are the challenges they're facing, you know, what are the obstacles to them doing their work, you know, find out how you can help them. And when you do that, what you're doing is you're showing that you care about them, because people really don't care what you know until they know how much you care. That's a famous John Maxwell quote. And so this is a tangible way to demonstrate that. When you have somebody come new into your organization under your leadership, you have to assume right up front they're at level one. Okay. Now, you might be a great guy and you may have, or gal, and you may have 10 people working for you who are at a level four, which we're going to talk about today, but it doesn't matter. That's the beauty of this model. You have to understand that whenever you have new people, you start all over and you go back to level one and you work this playbook of level one to level two to level three to level four and beyond. Okay, let's talk about level three this month, and that is production-based leadership. And at this level, people are following you because you get things done. In other words, you have built credibility, and they see you as a positive contributor to the organization and worthy of listening to and following. To thrive at this level, you must set an example to your team of being self-motivated, self-disciplined, and personally organized. Level three is all about being an effective manager or leader who marshals people and resources to achieve goals. At this level, you serve as a role model, using your actions to give your team members a clear idea of what they're supposed to do and setting a standard for others to follow. Nick Saban, basketball football coach at Alabama, is famous for talking about the standards at Alabama are simply higher than everywhere else, and that's why they win so much. And they're simply not willing to accept lower standards. When team members see you working hard and getting results, they will be inspired to do the same. This productivity can build momentum, making it easier to overcome obstacles and accomplish more. This also helps attract good people to you, which can help you build a talented team that puts you in a better position to succeed as a business owner. The way to grow through this leadership level is to align yourself and your team with your organization's vision. You should also communicate the organization's vision frequently and creatively to your team so that they can clearly see what success looks like. And then implementing the Entrepreneur Operating System that I've talked about before, and we wrote about in our book review that you can read about in the book Traction by Gino Wickman, it will help you successfully achieve this level of leadership. So to summarize again on level three is implement EOS in your company, Entrepreneur Operating System, get the book Traction, or another book that explains it in a story called Get a Grip. But get those, implement EOS, you will automatically create level three leadership in your organization for yourself. Okay, let's now move on to level four, which is empowerment-based leadership. And this is where it gets good, okay? This is about people's development. People follow you now because of what you have done for them, okay? You shift gears from only being a producer to being a developer of people as well. Okay, which is the organization's greatest asset, the people that you have. So at level four, you have a chance to develop skilled employees, which increases your organization's potential and puts it ahead of your competition. Developing others and trusting them with more responsibilities also free up your time, which you can use to refine the vision, improve your strategies, and find more ways to grow your organization. Empowerment also helps you find meaning for your team members in their work. As you empower them, you enrich their lives and their work. So the way to grow through this phase is to recruit the best people you can, train them exceptionally well. You can't create a winning organization if you don't have strong players willing to grow and a good fit who are also a good fit for the organization. Once you have them, please put them in a position matching their unique ability and give them the tools to do their job really, really well. Additionally, prioritize people with the most significant potential. Okay. Decide to commit to people development first and then gauge where your team members are on their leadership journey. And then focus at least 50% of your development time on the top 20% of your team because they are the key to your growth. Okay, now let's talk about level five. This is legacy-based leadership. Now, people follow you at this level because you have a reputation for developing strong leaders and organizations as well. Maxwell writes that pinnacle leadership or legacy-based leadership is about legacy growing level four leaders so that your organization continues to thrive even after you have departed the scene or you're not in the day-to-day operations of the business any longer. At this level, you are all about building an enduring organization that will thrive long after you have ceased working full time. In Jim Collins' book, Good to Great, he writes that leaders at this level have a combination of personal character and ongoing personal development. So the way to grow to this level of leadership is to focus on helping others move up and to lift others to a higher level. As a level five leader, you want to develop leaders, not just gain followers. That means you should genuinely want other people to succeed, help them to work on their strengths, empower them to lead, see their potential, and help them get there and set aside enough time to mentor them. You want to make room at the top for them. Successful entrepreneurs will train leaders in these five levels. As you do, help them understand what each of the five levels looks like and how to grow through to that next level. Another critical concept you must remember is that whenever you lead a group of people, those under you will view you at different levels based on the amount of relationship and time you have put into them. That goes back to what I was saying at the beginning. So when a new person again comes into your sphere of influence as a leader, you must start at the bottom with that person and then work them up immediately to level two leadership while demonstrating your competency, propelling you to level three. And then once you're there, develop them to level four by making a personal investment in them and repeat this process over and over and over. And when you can train leaders who can train other leaders, you've created an environment in an organization that can scale based on the collective energy created by empowered and train people who want to do great work for themselves and you. Thank you. Have a great month. And I go implement this.